This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The United States has finally agreed to send longer-range bombs to Ukraine as it prepares to launch a spring offensive to retake territory Russia captured last year. We get more on this story from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The U.S. is expected to announce on Friday that it will provide ground-launched small-diameter bombs as part of a $2 billion aid package. For the first time, the package is expected to include equipment to connect all the different air defense systems that Western allies have rushed to the battlefield in Ukraine. The goal is to integrate them into Ukraine's own air defenses to help it better defend against Russia's continued missile attacks. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
U.S. Defense Department officials say it is too risky to shoot down a massive Chinese spy balloon spotted over the Western United States. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman in Washington.
A senior defense official on Thursday told reporters the government has very high confidence that the large high-altitude balloon is from China and is flying over sensitive sites in the western United States to collect information. Among the states it has been floating above is Montana, where one of the country's three nuclear missile silo fields is located at Malmstrom Air Force Base. A decision has been made not to shoot it down, according to officials, because of the potential risk to people on the ground. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The United Nations and humanitarian partners have launched an appeal for $751 million to meet the urgent needs of 5.7 million people in Mali. A UN spokesperson made the announcement Thursday, saying more than half of those in need are women and children. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The third day of his trip to Africa, Pope Francis told leaders of the Catholic Church in the Democratic Republic of Congo they can fight the injustice that has plagued the region for so long. Francis spoke Thursday as he led prayers at the Cathedral of Notre Dame of Congo in the DRC's capital, Kinshasa. As Francis arrived outside the cathedral, a group of protesters gathered to urge the Pope to address sexual abuse on the part of Catholic priests, that is, and punish those responsible. Peruvian President Dina Boluarte has been putting forward a new bill to hold elections this year in a bid to calm protests around the country as a fractured Congress has repeatedly failed to come to an agreement after weeks of political infighting. The bill, seen by Reuters news agency, proposes holding congressional and presidential elections in October this year, with elected officials taking power in late December. Fast new elections has been a key demand of protesters after former left-wing President Pedro Castillo was ousted in December. Israel's foreign ministry says Israel and Sudan has finalized a deal to normalize relations following a transfer of power from the military to civilian government in Khartoum. After generations of non-recognition, Sudan pledged to take steps towards diplomatic ties with Israel as part of a deal brokered in 2020. And AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports on what's ahead on music's big night, the Grammys.
Beyoncé has been nominated 8 times for the Record of the Year Grammy and never won it. Break My Soul is nominated this year. Beyoncé leads the Grammy nominations with 9. Performances include tributes to Christine McVie of Fleetwood Mac, Loretta Lynn, and Takeoff of Migos, and an all-star celebration of 50 years of hip-hop. Singer Kim Petras says she's preparing to be in the moment for her performance.
I really want to remember it for the rest of my life. I don't know if I'll ever be back.
The Grammys will air live on CBS. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Thousands of frustrated people in the U.S. state of Texas, shivering in their homes without power for a second day Thursday after ice brought down power lines mostly around the booming capital, Austin. The deep freeze has been blamed for at least 10 traffic deaths on slick roads this week in Texas, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. And even as Texas finally began thawing Thursday, a new Arctic front from Canada headed toward the northern U.S. and threatening the New England region with potentially the coldest weather in decades. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.